It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, November 11th. I'm Patricia Naft. Colorado Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia is stepping down from his job next year. He also heads the Colorado Department of Higher Education and will leave that post as well. Benta Berkland has more.
Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia will become president of the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education, a Boulder-based policy group that operates in 15 states. Garcia says he always saw himself as an educator first and hopes to focus on preparing more students for college and the workplace.
It was just an opportunity that came up, and I decided to pursue it. It is going to be very tough to leave the jobs I have now because I love them.
Garcia has been lieutenant governor for 5 years and has championed early childhood literacy during that time. It's not clear if the next lieutenant governor will also have a dual role. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Delta County Library District is experiencing a shakeup in leadership. Last Wednesday, the library board placed District Director Annette Chozik on paid administrative leave. On that same day, John Gavin, the district's IT manager, resigned in protest. In an email, Gavin says Chozik was a highly capable and effective library director. He writes, quote, "Unfortunately, a couple of new board members didn't fully appreciate this, and they were able to influence the other board members to go along with firing Annette," end quote. Gavin says he found the move unacceptable and resigned immediately after the board's decision. Board President Laura Early told KVNF the incident is a personnel matter and declined to discuss it further. Leah Hart is now serving as the district's library interim director. Colorado Mesa University has a new scholarship endowment for students that plan to work in the energy industry, including alternative energy. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The endowment started with a $25,000 donation from the Western Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association. The CMU Unconventional Energy Center provided a matching grant. Then the university and private donors kicked in additional funding. Rick Edelman, the associate director of the CMU Foundation, says those combined contributions added up to about $250,000.
As an endowment, obviously the interest that's earned is what's given away and it will be used for the awards. Actually, it's going to cover a full year of tuition and fees.
Edelman says scholarships will go to students who plan to pursue careers in the energy sector. The university offers energy-related programs such as energy management, mechanical engineering, environmental science, and geology. Edelman says applications for the scholarship open December 1st and close at the end of January. Students can apply online through CMU's financial aid office. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A former area physician pleaded guilty last week to conspiracy to violate federal controlled substances laws, healthcare fraud, and money laundering as part of a plea agreement. Sam Jahani had practices in Grand Junction, Delta, and Montrose. The Daily Sentinel reports he's accused of working with fellow Dr. Eric Pepper, overprescribing pain control medication that contributed to the overdose death of 4 patients. Under the deal, Jahani could face up to 4 years in prison. However, prosecutors will recommend a 2-year sentence. Open enrollment for Connect for Health Colorado, the state's exchange, started November 1st. KVNF's Laura Pomisano sat down in the studio with Linda Gann, the West Slope manager for Connect for Health.
Where can people go in the KVNF listening area, which covers 7 counties, to get some help?
In-person, confidential, and no-cost advice for health insurance is available throughout your listening area. We have walk-in enrollment sites in Hotchkiss, Delta, Montrose, Grand Junction, and Gunnison.
Now, what about for folks who are maybe in more remote areas like Lake City? Where would they go to get some help?
Well, your listeners in Lake City can go to Gunnison County Health and Human Services. We have a health coverage guide there. We also have a certified broker in Gunnison who helps people. Once again, all of these services are at no additional cost to the customer.
What is the role of a health coverage guide?
Health coverage guides are grant-funded by us, their organizations. We submitted an RFP last year to community organizations across the state whose mission includes helping people enroll and apply for health insurance. And in this area, we have Volunteers of America, We have Health and Human Services in Telluride. We have Tri-County Health Network. In Grand Junction, Mesa County, we have Hilltop Services. And those organizations hire local people who are trained by us to become certified health coverage guides. What they can do is meet with people one-on-one. They can help them navigate the eligibility system to find out if they may qualify for some financial assistance to offset the cost of their monthly premiums. Then they can also help them enroll in plans. The one thing that differentiates a health coverage guide from a broker is health coverage guides cannot offer advice on which plan to pick.
What's new with Connect for Health Colorado this year? I do know that health insurance premiums are going up across the state, an average of about nearly 10%, and maybe up to 25, 30% out here on the Western Slope.
Well, you're right. Across the state, health insurance premiums are going up, and on the Western Slope, they've gone up even more. The interesting dynamic in play here is just the volatility of health insurance over the last 5 years. But because health insurance premiums are going up, it's so important that people that are covered this year shop around, because just because their current plan is going up does not mean there might not be another plan in their region that is more affordable for them. And the other part of this kind of complex scenario that we're in right now is because health insurance premiums are going up, the amount of a premium tax credit is also going up. So if you qualified for a tax credit this year and your premium is going up, your tax credit's going to go up too. So many, many people are not seeing those significant increases if they qualify for the tax credit.
Now, what about for individuals who don't qualify for a tax credit?
Right. They're going to be the ones that have that are going to see the premium increase. And that's why those people that make more money and don't qualify for the tax credit, it's going to be very, very important for them to shop around, because there still may be plans that are going to be less expensive than the one that they would have now if they continued with it.
The Colorado Division of Insurance decertified Colorado Health Op, the state's largest nonprofit health insurer. How does this affect residents in Colorado and plans that are going to be available?
Right. Well, with the Health Op not being able to offer plans in 2016, those customers will hopefully be coming to our marketplace and looking for a new plan in 2016. The good news for those customers is we still have 8 insurance companies that are competing for their business across the state. So once again, the message I think that we'd really like your listeners to know is it's so critical to shop and see what plans are available in your region. Understand that there is local free in-person assistance to help you navigate this new health insurance year, and just to know that there are resources and support available.
Last year, there were big issues with the Connect for Health Colorado website. What is Connect for Health Colorado doing to address these issues this time around?
Last year was very difficult for some customers. It was an interesting dynamic because even though we actually enrolled more people in year two than we did in our opening year, the people that got stuck, and that was about 10% of our customers, got really stuck. And it was a very difficult time for them. It was very difficult for the people trying to help them. So we have had a concerted effort led by our CEO, Kevin Patterson, to improve the customer experience. And we believe we've done that. It's early in open enrollment. We've just been open a little while since November 1. And as far as our service center goes, this year we are seeing hold times much, much reduced. Last year, for instance, they were running 20 minutes up to an hour. This year so far, we're seeing about 2-minute hold times. So we're happy about that. We're happy that our technology appears to be working better. We have instituted several components that I think will help our consumers get through the process easier.
That was Linda Gann, the regional manager for Connect for Health Colorado, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.